Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's been a minute. Hallelujah. For this, yet this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice. Oh, my sisters and my brothers, we will rejoice in this day, and we are rejoicing in this day because our Father has made this day, and he has provided everything that we need for this day, and we thank him for the manifestation of it in each one of our lives. Thank you, Father. We glorify you. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Tea Time with Jesus and Me. I hope you have your cup of tea. If not a cup of tea, then get a cup of coffee, a cup of chocolate. I'm not going to fuss about it. It's just a matter of being close and intimate with our friends and with our friend. Well, a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Getting to know him better, more and more. Getting to have that intimate, oh glory to God, relationship with our Lord and Savior and our hallelujah, knowing his voice. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. I am just so delighted, so excited for what the Lord has given me. And things are still switching around, turning around. We're going to get it right. But main thing is that we take this time and we just spend a little time with Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's 30 minutes, and there may be some who can't spend 30 minutes. So I hope there is something that just stir you up and get you excited where you just take a moment and just call on his name. If you can't take no more than a moment, just give him that moment because you're wanting that relationship, that intimate relationship. Oh, just a moment. Hallelujah. The more time, the greater the power and the more powerful the relationship. And then you're expecting something. You're in his presence. Oh, Chamba, you're expecting something from him. Oh, glory. Eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to perceive. Hallelujah. Spirit man. Building up day by day, more and more, hallelujah, worshiping him in the spirit of holiness, hallelujah. They that worship him in spirit and in truth, hallelujah. We just bless the Lord. I'm so excited, so excited. Now, we're going to read our scriptures, but today, and maybe for a while, we're going to encourage you to be strong in the Lord, to encourage you to build up your faith and your confidence in God, learning to lean and depend on him, encouraging you to spend that special time with him so that it builds your faith, is what I'm trying to say. And the relationship come renewed and strong, hallelujah, that you are truly a child of the living God, walking, honoring him in your walk on this earth, amen, and building up the real you, the spiritual man, hallelujah. So that's what we're about. And the other part is to do that God has called you to do. We started off talking about those who are in their 70s and figured that, oh, it's too late for me. It's never too late. It is never too late to do what God has sent you here to do, to do the things that you know, that some things you thought are dead. It came to me just as clear. We often say, listen, I've said it. I've caught myself saying it many times. I knew then
what I know now, I would. And guess what came to me? You know now what you didn't know then, and you're breathing now. Oh, glory to God. So you can do it. You can do all things. Be led by God. Hear that? Be led by God. Hallelujah. So as we build our relationship, we hear his voice. It's more defining. We know for sure, okay, that's God. He's encouraging me to do this. Oh, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, children of the Most High God, we can do it. I say, oh, you're late bloomers. You need to sit down. You sit because I have the experience and the knowledge now and the faith in God to accomplish my task, my divine task. Hallelujah, in this earth. For God needed me. Some flowers only bloom once every 100 years. Who would you allow to defeat you from doing what God has called you to do? From doing that thing that you know in your heart. If it's there, you can do it. You can accomplish it. Hallelujah. God is good. Let's go to the throne. Father, we just thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. Father, we thank you for the wisdom for this day and each day that you give us. We thank you. Hallelujah. As we grow nigh to you, that you draw nigh to us. As we seek you with all our heart, we'll find you. Almighty God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you that we will accomplish and meet the challenges. We will not be ashamed. Some may call us late bloomers, but Lord, we have the audacity, the faith in you, the confidence in you to accomplish that you have set for us to do according to your time, according to your will, according to your way. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We thank you, for we want to please you. And we're acknowledging you in all our ways. Hallelujah. That you will be glorified in the earth. We thank you for our children, our grandchildren. We thank you for all the children. We ask that you keep our friends and family safe on the highways, Almighty God. We ask that you grant traveling mercy as your children travel up and down the highways and the byways. Lord God, grant them traveling mercy, Almighty God. Protect your people. Protect your people everywhere. We ask that you be our God. For we are willing and desiring more and more to be your people and to display your kindness in the earth and your love. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your comfort and your peace. We thank you wherever we are that you meet us at that point in need. We glorify you, most heavenly Father. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Yeshua the Christ, the Son of the living God. We glorify you. We magnify you. But let our walk agree with our talk, Almighty God. And we can only do it with your help. Holy Ghost, you are welcome. And we thank you. Where we're weak, you are still allowing us to lean on. And we surely can depend on you. Thank you for how you provide, Almighty God. Thank you for how you cover. Thank you for how you give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you, Almighty God, for satisfying. Thank you for every opportunity that you've given us And thank you for being with us and giving us everything we need, and we are aware of it and know how to use it. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I just have some scriptures I want to share with you this morning. Let me give you one scripture in particular that I would like for us to meditate on. That is Isaiah 43:2. For the next week, let's meditate on Isaiah 43:2. It reads a little different than the King James, but here is what it says. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Amen. Meditate on that. For this week, let's agree to meditate on that scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get into our scriptures as usual. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles, I always say 7:14, but you know we read 13. And it reads as follows. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Psalms 1:1-4. And this is very good, especially those who are out in the workplace and just all over. It keeps you focused and thinking and mindful of where you get your counseling from, and just how you should present yourself and what you should agree on and not. Just listen. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now for a little encouragement further, we're going to read Jeremiah 29:11. I find this so comforting and it's reassuring. So as we begin to think of the things that God would have us to do, desire for us to do, and to meet challenges, and we can meet them with confidence. Listen to this. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Think about it. Just meditate. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just meditate. We're going to Isaiah 40:28. Praise the Lord. Hear the word. I just love reading the word of God. It's alive. It's alive. Hallelujah. It is alive. Isaiah 40:28. Listen to this. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increase strength. Even the young shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Without a doubt. To think about. And we don't have to become impatient. Let anxiety consume us. As long as we have not said to God, I'm your vessel, use me. Or if you feel or you know what you are called to do, and you can begin to thank God for the strength to accomplish the task. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Think about it. You can do. You can do. And think about the legacy that you would leave for your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Think about it. That's a good thought. They won't give up. They may fall, but they won't give up. They'll keep pressing. Hallelujah. And we may be examples for the generations to come. Think about it. We may be an example. Well, Lord, why did it take me so long? So and so have done this. I have fun. We don't know the thoughts that God had toward us. How many of us really stopped and asked the Lord, is this what you want me to do? No.
I can't do it. Throw in the towel. I don't ever want to see that towel again because I failed. Nobody this, nobody that, nobody will help me.
The Lord is my very present help. Had an experience this week. I want to be careful because I don't want to use names or anything. But this person was assigned to do something, and the numbers weren't there. Feel their discomfort because the numbers weren't there, and they just weren't comfortable going forth with the task. And I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying that I felt what they felt. But in spite of the numbers, in spite of the fact that maybe no one will show up, you showed up. God showed up. You were obedient. You did what he told you to do. And we must stop looking at the people and the number. We must look and be to God and be obedient to him. If he sends you someplace and you know this is what God told me to do, you do it. because the fruit will come forth. But you can't let Sam and Bam and Ham tell you that you need to leave it alone. If God said, do it, you say, baby, I got my God said. And the fruit will come. Oh, yes, it will. It takes 40 years. The fruit will come forth. We must begin again to understand it's all about God. That's why we have to know without a doubt that we have our God set. And when the tough come, we can stand our ground. Hey, we can stand our ground because we are not alone. God is on our side. He sends us help from the sanctuary. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Don't get weary in well-doing. You reap if you faint not. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we have to hold on to that, my brothers and my sisters. Oh, we have to hold on to it. We can go and we are looking for instant gratification and instant results. But in the process, we are being renewed. We are being strengthened. Our character is being molded. Let God have his perfect will. And let that come forth. Be encouraged, my friends. Be encouraged, my sisters and my brothers. Do the will of him who sent you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. You will reap if you faint not. Think about it. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Many people, we see that, the end result, but we don't see the process. And we need to take our eyes off of what someone else has and put our eyes and our focus on the author and the finisher. We're looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. Looking to our master. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. When we begin to do that, then we will become examples for the world to see what it's like to be obedient. You're looking for glamour. You want to raise his name in the earth. Shoot. God will raise you up and do patient and wait on it. Hallelujah. He knows the plans that he thought he has to. He knows. And he knows the thought. He knows this. So the least we should do, the very least, is give him the honor of our faith and our respect. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. God, I'll trust you, even when I can't see you. We say it, But when it's time for the rubber to meet the road, but Lord, I didn't think you meant this. I didn't think you meant that. But we just ask for strength and covering while we go through the process. And when we glorify his name as we go through the process, think about it. I have two coins. One from Dr. King and the other one from Tony Evans. Dr. King, I quote, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." Amen. That was Dr. King. Tony Evans, and I quote, "God will meet you where you are in order to take you where he wants you to go. Lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it may be late bloomer, but you're a bloomer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about it. You are a bloomer. Hallelujah. Oh, and the blossom is so beautiful. It will glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Now, our closing scripture. Hallelujah. You know, as I want to say this, as you pray, I pray that God's blessings will just overflow you and that you feel his presence, that you really recognize those who have not felt it, that is where you are. May you forever hunger more and more, for more and more the presence. One of our closing scriptures, Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. Saints of the Most High God, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He loves you and he cares. You are as the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. Lean and depend and trust on him. And he will see us through. Until next week, this is Pastor Lee. God bless you and God keep you. Amen.